The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
That sentence or the entire sentence may be underlined. And the idea is to figure out, is the sentence as written correct, grammatically correct? In other words, is the grammar okay? Or do we need to change the underlying portion of the sentence in order to make it grammatically correct? Okay, so that's the idea behind a sentence correction question. Okay, now I would say some of the more difficult sentence correction type questions would be the ones where the whole entire thing is underlined, especially for a lot of students that don't get enough practice on these, simply because, and especially this is something that you always do, I mean, I shouldn't say always do, but I see a lot of students do, I should put it that way. Not everybody does this, but a lot of students do this, and that is, they'll give you five answer choices, and then what you do is you basically reread or you put in each piece of each answer choice, whether it's the whole sentence or part of the sentence you have to put back in there, and try to read it to yourself in your head and think about, hey, does that sentence sound right? And essentially what you have to do is, since you're taking a test like this as a time test, sometimes you have to learn how to approach a question a little bit differently than you did in the past. And this is one of those types of questions. So let me just provide some suggestions here on how you can approach a sentence. Right? So let me just talk about the suggestions, and then we'll get into an example real quickly here. And maybe we'll see, you know, how you feel about using some of these suggestions. So one of the suggestions I have is to look at the answer choices, especially if you're talking about part of the sentence being underlined. Very, very important to kind of have some kind of idea, because really there's so many things that they could be testing you on as far as the grammar is concerned. Now, usually they're not going to test you on any more than maybe 15 concepts for the grammar, I say, on the exam. But still, even just 15 you have to kind of decipher, okay, what are the one or two or three out of these 15 concepts that I have to know for this particular question? So the idea is to first and foremost take a look at the answer choices. I think that's a very good guideline. I mean, the answer choices are really a guideline when you think about it. And this actually pertains to just about any question on the exam, I feel, but especially for sentence correction questions, especially for those. The idea is to figure out what could be the potential errors in that sentence. The best way to do that sometimes is to look at the answers. As a matter of fact, I say most of the time, it's best to look at the answers. So that would be one of my suggestions for that. The second suggestion I have is to have an idea of what specific types of grammar rules that they most commonly test. And this is where picking up the official guide really comes in handy. If you pick up the GMAT official guide, a lot of times in the explanations for the answers to each question, especially in the sentence correction section, you'll notice that they will give you the type of grammar that they're kind of testing you on in that particular question, right? So, again, my advice to you is to pay particular attention to that. See where the patterns are. See, you know, how often do they test you on nouns? How often do they test you on verbs? That kind of thing. You know, what are they testing exactly on verbs? What are they testing exactly on nouns? So that's basically how you want to approach that. So that's the second suggestion. Actually, those are the two primary suggestions I would give you at this point as far as how to handle questions. Now, if you have a particular question that the whole sentence is underlined, again, there's certain things that you may want to look for as far as patterns in those types of questions, because there's a good chance that when the whole sentence is underlined, it's usually testing you on, again, a specific grammar point. But you just have to kind of discover that as you do your practice. That's why practicing is so important. It's not just about seeing a lot of different problems, because quantity is great, but you also want to see the patterns. You want to see what you're seeing most, what are they testing you on most, because believe it or not, the same kind of patterns that they're testing you on seem to, you know, they crop up a lot. You know, they don't really vary it too much. I can tell you right now, the test makers don't want to spend a whole lot of time creating a test. And the best way and the simplest way for them to create a test is to set up the same patterns over and over again and just test you on them. So just look at it that way. It's really the test, a lot of these standardized tests are really not as hard as you think they are. You just have to be willing to look for patterns and use that to your advantage. Now, let's take a look at an example of a sentence correction question, and then let's take a look at some of the suggestions that I made to see if there's any way we could figure out this sentence. Now, I'm not going to give out the answer choices for this one. As a matter of fact, what I'll do is I'll reserve that for next week, because I think that the way I want you to look at this is not to look at the answer choices necessarily until I post them out. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the sentence to you, and then I want you to think about the old way, how you would have done this the way you did it before, but then think about a new way of doing it. And what I'll be doing is posting these answer choices sometime this weekend and think about, okay, was the old way better for me? Was I able to find an answer very quickly for this, or was I able to correct the sentence quicker? So time yourself on this, or do you find my suggestions a lot quicker, help you to get through the question a lot quicker, in other words? All right, so let's take a look at this particular sentence. So it says, since 1981, when the farm depression began, the number of acres overseen by professional farm management companies have grown from 48 million to nearly 59 million, an area that is about Colorado's size. So let me repeat that. Since 1981, when the farm depression began, the number of acres overseas by professional farm management companies have grown from 48 million to nearly 59 million, an area that is about Colorado's size. Okay, so like I said, I'm not going to give out the answer choices. There's normally five that come with a question like this. and I will be posting that sometime this weekend. And I want you to think about it a little bit, and we'll talk more about it next week. But I just want you to think about what I said. You may need to rewind this a couple of times to write down the sentence and just see exactly what I said. I read it verbatim, exactly the way they have it written here. Now, I want you to think about, do we need to change something in that sentence? Okay? Now, I expect you to do it the old way because I want to see if you can come up with an answer on your own. Now, when I post the answer choices this weekend and you go back over it again, I want you to do two things, like I said before. I want you to look at the answers to kind of point you in the direction of where there may be a potential error. And secondly, look for patterns. Okay, look for patterns among the answers and see if that would also help you find an answer. Okay, and just to give you a hint, once I post the answer choices to you and you take a look at them, I want you to do this. Okay, my little hint is, it's usually just a couple of words that are probably going to be changing among the answers. Concentrate on that, right? Concentrate on those patterns that look most familiar to you. So, usually the basic stuff, or at least this is what I would consider basic for most students, unless they're, you know, coming from overseas or something like that. And they may not know the, you know, English is not their maybe second language to that, so to speak. For most other folks, like where English is your first language, your primary language, nouns, verbs, pronouns, those should be familiar grammar concepts to you. So definitely look into that, look into patterns for that, okay, as well as looking at the answers and looking at the patterns, just in general, to help you point to the correct answer. And again, I want you to time yourself to see how long it would take you to get the answer your old way, where you're just basically correcting the sentence before you even actually look at the answers, or this new way that I'm suggesting to you, and that is actually looking at the answers first to point you in the direction of what you need to look for, sort of like working backwards, okay? So essentially that's it. I just wanted to do a quick sentence correction question here as an example of what I was talking about earlier, and hopefully maybe next month sometime we'll get a chance to look at another question, maybe a little bit more advanced than maybe the one that I just told you, because I think this one's pretty, I would say, considered the easy to medium level of difficulty, not even medium difficulty, it's probably pretty easy, okay? So the idea is to see if you can, or if you're willing to, learn new things, right? Because sometimes when students take these tests, they figure the old way of doing it was fine. Then they get very disappointed when they go in and take the test and they don't do as well as they wish they had. And one of the things you got to think about is that sometimes a newer way will get you through the test faster, will get you through the test more accurately. Just like the particular technique that we learned last week, right? The numbers for variables technique. Very, very, very powerful technique. So just keep that in mind, that sometimes doing things in a different way will maybe provide you with more of an improvement in your score. And I know that that's tough to think about. That's tough to kind of wrap your head around sometimes. But that's part of this particular workshop, what GMAT Doctor Workshop does. We just like to provide different ways of doing things. So hopefully you'll find those suggestions useful for sentence correction questions. And if you have any more questions for me, you can contact me at gmatdoctor@gmail.com. That's gmatdoctor@gmail.com. My fax number is 775-637-8573. And until next week, make sure you study smart, not hard. Thank you for tuning in to the GMAT Doctor Workshop. We also would like to thank Darren Singh, who produced the original music for today's program. Thanks, Darren.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.